that's talking regular season. But when I think of Game 7 here in the playoffs 2 years ago, that's for sure one of the highlights of my career.
What do you remember about that first game you played? All that excitement coming up from the Myers and getting that first crack at it?
Yeah, for sure. It was in Jersey. Just got the call, so I drove up to Washington from Hershey to Washington and then flew with the team. I was playing on the fourth line that night. Fortunately enough, I think my second or third shift, I got an assist on Tyler Sloan, scored a goal on Marty Brodeur. And then we tied a game late in the game. He put me out there, pulled a goalie, and he sent me out there, and I got an assist on Semyon's goal. So I ended up two assists my first game. So it was surreal. So, yeah, for sure, this one's going to stick out in my mind for the rest of my life.
Did you get the game sheet, or what was your...
The Washington did, like, a plate with, like, the puck and the game sheet on there that I have in my house. So it's pretty neat.
For a guy who comes up through the AHL, is it... When you get these milestones, 500, 600, whatever you get to, does it mean a little bit more, just kind of given how kind of... Some guys don't always have to earn, that type of thing. They do, but some guys, have to really work for it.
Yeah, I worked extremely hard for everything I've had. I was a sixth rounder, so they never give you a chance. Like, nothing's given. Like, I had to earn every single shift that I've ever got in this league. Every time I got a healthy scratch a lot early in my career, and I just stuck with it, worked as hard as I could, and the hard work paid off. Eventually, once I actually got to Winnipeg, this is when I stopped being a healthy scratch. I was just regularly in the lineup, but I had to battle for four or five years to just stick in the league.
How much do you think about that summer? I mean, you don't get qualified, you become a free agent. I'm sure you looked at some other options, and Winnipeg just ended up being a fit, but do you ever think about how that worked out?
I mean, that's 6 years ago already. That's how it worked out that day. Free agency, Winnipeg Jets was the best option for me, and we jumped on that, and it ended up being the best decision I ever made for my career. Literally all the good money I've made in this league came from this organization, so I could never be thankful enough for what Paul and the entire organization have done for me.
What about the move to the wing? I mean, obviously, I know you enjoyed playing center in Anaheim, but I mean, you really seemed to flourish with that move to the wall.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a smaller guy, obviously, in the middle, and I'm quick, but I'm not that fast of a skater. So I feel like the wing just allows me to use the quickness. I don't know. It worked out that way here in Winnipeg, and it's I like being the wing now. If you tell me you go play center, I wouldn't want to do that. Like, wing is where I'm comfortable now.
Earlier in the year, you had some fourth line minutes. You never complained. You took it upon yourself to work with David and some of the other guys on the fourth line. But you moved up, and you're playing a lot of minutes on an important line with this club. And what has it meant to you to be back in a real meaningful role right now?
It's nice. Yeah, I feel like every time I get asked by Paul to move up the lineup to throughout injuries or whatever it is, I've always taken that opportunity and run with it. It's you always want to play as many minutes as you can. So obviously, every time I get that chance, I'm throwing all out there and trying to stay there. Obviously, I understand that we got some great players, and when everybody's healthy, I'm probably gonna end up fourth line again. But I'm fine with that. Like, I want to play for a team that wins hockey games. So it's if it's me being on the fourth line to win games, then this is what it is.